shit, I guess we're not getting the theme song today.
That's a great start. That's a great, after a hiatus, a great start. The first word is shit.
Dude, I'll tell you what, Joe, the last time we did this, the same freaking thing happened, man. The same freaking thing happened. Anyway, for tuning in to Fatal 4-Way Radio, the return of Fatal 4-Way Radio. And with me today, I have one of the original co-hosts with me, headliner,
Joe
Bates. How are you doing today?
Hey, Joe? Oh man, I can't complain, you know, just living life, you know, my bracket's already busted, so I got nothing to really look forward to this weekend.
Oh yeah, and my... with the shit the first day, man. But so yeah, man, a little bit right before the show started, and yeah, it's nice you bought a house. You're growing up. This is headliner Joe Bates,
growing
by
up.
The way, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I can't complain. You know, life is pretty nice right now.
Yeah, good deal, man. I'm so glad to hear that.
My life has taken a real face turn, you know.
Oh, it's baby face now.
I'm a baby face now. But yeah, I'm glad to be back. I'm looking forward to it. Sorry, the other guy couldn't be here today, but I think you and me we're gonna be all right.
I think so too, man. I think it's gonna be just fine, bud. Listen, man. I wanted to talk about a little bit about SmackDown today. Oh, and by the way, we're being broadcast right now throughout Facebook, throughout Stitcher, and I think iTunes as well. A few places. Pretty soon you'll be able to find it all because I'll be forcing it down everybody's. You know, I'll just be forcing it down. But thanks for listening to us right now. We are currently in Bud's back room. Also, thank you to Yalissa back there in the chat for currently listening. So we're going to talk a little bit about SmackDown right now. You ready
That's
to talk
the big
about
news.
SmackDown, Joe?
No, I think I am. I watched it on Hulu. I got what I need to get.
We opened up the show with SmackDown, and of course the news had broken. And damn it, Joe, I've been trying to keep away from the spoilers. I haven't been going to the websites and stuff. But I'll be damned if I didn't somehow. Daniel Bryan was going. That's exactly what happened. He comes out. There was a video package of him retiring, the whole thing. So he comes out and got just a big ass pop, man. One of the biggest.
I mean, the crowd
went
crazy
ever.
For him.
The
crowd is nuts for him. I mean, they've been waiting this whole time. I think the only bigger pop that we have is like CM Punk showed up, but Bryan actually wrestling now is ridiculous.
Man, it is. And you know, I'm not sure if you remember. Back in the day, I used to call him a midget, and I was just so anti-Bryan. But, you know, man, he's kind of grown on me a little, you know. I think I can tolerate him now.
Listen, his WrestleMania, man, is one of the best WrestleMania moments in a long time with him winning the end there.
It sure was. It sure was, man. And I enjoyed talking about all that shit back in the day. But now we're talking about the yes chants coming from the fans because it was just epic. It was epic, and so he had his moment. He came out. He had a speech, you know, about how the doctors cleared him, and then his wife was pushing him to come back to make sure that he got cleared. And so finally, cleared, and here he is in the ring, and everybody was just screaming about it. What were your thoughts on that?
Oh, man, you know, I didn't think he was coming back. I'll be completely honest. I thought he was donezo for a long time, you know, with the concussion stuff and the way most of the wrestlers like Christian, Edge have retired and they've been done and they had no interest in coming back. I thought WWE, the last thing they'd want is to bring somebody back that could have a real injury. So, real surprise at this.
Yeah, indeed.
Just completely
indeed.
Shocked.
Now, yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, I had no idea until earlier in the day, and I still couldn't believe it until I actually saw it for myself, and, you know, it was something else. But, you know, I wanted to talk.
Yeah.
I mean, we might end up talking about Daniel Bryan for a good part of the show because, you know, this is big freaking news. This is big news. So he comes back. You know, And right away, they put him into action at the end, you know, at the end of the night.
Yeah.
He had that segment. We'll go ahead and skip to the end of the night. He had that segment, you know, where he came out and they put him to work right away. The welcoming committee of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
And two real nice guys.
Yeah. And I had a feeling, man. I had a feeling that they didn't come out for nothing, you know. And I said, man, they're going to give it to him, you know, the way he took that beating a few years ago prior to WrestleMania, prior to him winning at WrestleMania. He took a beating in San Antonio just a couple of weeks before that. And I said, this is it, man.
Yeah.
He's going to do it again. They're going to give him another beating. And sure enough, man, that's exactly what happened. They gave him a good beating. And during this beatdown, though, I noticed, you know, he regained and he started, you know, going on the offense for a little bit after being down.
Did you notice his dropkicks were so weird?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was about to talk about. His dropkicks, when he was going back and forth with the dropkicks, he was always landing with his hand. He would put out his hand to cushion the blow of the dropkick. Now, that brings the question. Does he need to change his style? And is he going to change his style? I obviously saw some changes just right there. What did you see?
So, I agree, the hand going out. But also, it seemed like his head was going into the ropes. Like, he seemed like he was falling awkwardly into the ropes after each dropkick, which was... It might have just been rust. Like, he hadn't done it in a while. I've been too excited to actually wrestle again. But he seemed like he'd run it, and he'd dropkick, and then his body would go forward, and his head and hand would just rub against the ropes real bad. And I was like, that's not good. You know, that's dangerous, I feel like. And then the whole time he's getting beat down when, like, Sami Zayn's hitting his head, I was like, I'm cringing, you know? Like, they're obviously, like, not doing as much as they can not to hit him in the head, but I'm just cringing the whole time. And I'm like, is this what I want from wrestling? It's, like, constant worry for a person. So I think he's got to change his style. Like, he definitely can't be doing the suicide dives anymore.
Something tells me, though, that we will still see the suicide dives, just they will be watered down a bit. Just like those, you know, those knees were watered down a little bit by him putting his hand down. Does that take away from the excitement of it all?
Well, like I was saying, it's a different excitement, man. The new excitement is seeing if Daniel Bryan will die in the ring. Like,
oh my God!
I can't. No, but I mean it though. Like, I can't imagine everyone's not watching this the whole time and thinking like, just constant worry, you know? Like, he was real bad. He retired, and to come back, and just anything with the head. Like, when I played high school football, I don't mean to brag. I got a concussion, and the next week I played. And I know every time I hit my head, everybody in the audience, you could just hear go, oh, like, just worried, you know? So I think it's going to be a little bit, it's going to be a while before the crowd is, like, comfortable with seeing him get any contact near his head. I doubt he'll have headbutts with Ziggler at the top of the ladder anymore.
Yeah, so, you know, this begs the question, though. How long is this run going to last? I don't want to see him injured, but, I mean, the way he goes, man, it's almost like you can say it's inevitable that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
How long does this run last, headliner Joe Bates?
How old is Daniel Bryan?
Man, I don't know. I
he's got to be early 30s.
38.
Oh, geez. If he's like 30, that, I give him maybe like, maybe. I have no idea, you know, with the beard and the hair, he could be any age. that's why I'm trying to get long hair and a long beard so I can just kind of fit in. But I think I can't imagine he goes longer. In like 3 years, he's not going to be in there for a while. He'll have another title run. They'll probably put him against AJ Styles because AJ Styles wrestles the safest and the best of anybody and makes everybody else look good. I can't imagine. Like, they're not going to put him up against. They're not going to put him against Baron Corbin or some new guy.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. It seems like Baron Corbin is having a saw earlier. That Baron Corbin is calling out Daniel Bryan now on Twitter, and to watch out for WrestleMania. it might be big or something to that effect, right? Which, you know, I don't know, man. I think he is going to retire soon. And I'm also on board with you. I believe he will have the title at least one more time. They're going to do another chase program with them, another chase program, you know, where it's like a big slow burn type of deal. And, you know, hopefully that's the way it's going to be designed this time, I believe. So as long as he doesn't get hurt, that is. He'll have the title. And then, I don't know, man. Is there a possibility of Daniel Bryan and his role changing in WWE?
And you mean like
a jobber to the stars?
Oh no, I don't think Daniel Bryan would want to do that. Like, I think I don't know. There's an ask because like there were some notes that Daniel Bryan was saying no, he did. I think the plan was for WrestleMania Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan tag teaming against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, and I think Daniel Bryan was saying no to that. But I still think that's might what happened. But it sounded like Daniel Bryan was he didn't want to come back and that be his big comeback was a weird tag team match. So I don't know. I think Daniel Bryan doesn't want to job. If he's gonna job, he'll just retire because it's not worth like risking any more injury. I think he's gonna be in it to have quality runs with some of the top people in the I guess. The entertainment is it was it in the wrestling world?
Yeah.
But outside that, I don't think he's gonna sit there and job for a new guy because the new guy's gonna come in green. It could possibly hurt him more.
That's an interesting point there. Interesting point. The number to call in is what is that number? Let me see here. It is 619-924-08. Your thoughts on Daniel Bryan, if you're out there, let us know. Moving on.
Is Rey Mysterio going to call in?
Rey Mysterio? Let me tell you something.
619, that's the area code. I just imagine every time he hears that number, he shows up.
That's a damn good point. And oddly enough, though, he is on my list. I don't think he's on the list of things I gave you, but he's on mine over here. And since you did bring him up and the 619 and everything, it's relevant. And we should probably talk about this because I have seen a little something about him talking to WWE recently after his return at the Rumble this year, that he's talking to WWE about coming back. I saw today in the Bud's back room, actually, where they were talking about Daniel Bryan or Rey Mysterio has actually opted out of his future jobs or whatever at NP at New Japan or wherever he's at right now, that they had to change his schedule around or whatever. So that, you know, leaves it open. Is he coming back to WWE and will he make a surprise appearance at WrestleMania?
I don't know if he'll show at WrestleMania, but I headliner Joe Bates as the people call me when I walk down the street. Because I don't own a car. I guarantee, 100% guarantee that Rey Mysterio will be in the WWE soon. But I don't know if he'll be at WrestleMania. Because I think right now he's trying to pass a physical. He's injured. So I think he's trying to pass some sort of physical to get back to the WWE currently. Like he hurt his thigh or something like that.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't been keeping up with all of the wrestling dirt sheets. So I think I'm going to start doing that and get back in it full swing. But, you know, man, I have so much enjoyed because I haven't been watching wrestling. I just started watching it a few weeks ago. And I've enjoyed not knowing what all is happening, what the rumored matches are. I can kind of figure them out by now, though.
That's my problem. My problem is I'm watching as much wrestling as I can these days, and I feel like it's taken over, especially the WrestleMania season. It's just taken over my mind where what I need to read. And again, like you, I know too much about Avengers Infinity War coming out because I keep reading these spoilers, even though I don't want to. Like I know what's gonna happen at WrestleMania because I keep reading these rumor mill stuff. And But I love it. I still love doing that, which is kind of crazy.
Right.
I
gotta
ask you though about the Rey Mysterio thing. Are you okay if Rey Mysterio comes back? Because Rey Mysterio, as we both know, is a murderer. He murdered a guy in the ring. I don't know if I'm okay with that. That's a guy who's going to change his boots.
That changes up everything. I think I could come up with a list, though, for him to wrestle. Maybe he could do the same.
Yeah.
To them, but.
Yeah. People you owe money to.
Chihuahua, Rey Mysterio, I fully expect him back shortly after WrestleMania, probably not at WrestleMania, maybe the night after, or who knows, but yeah, he's definitely not done, and we will see him again. And by the way, thanks for your. I wanted to move on, though, to talk about real quick, because we're running out of time already, man. We scheduled this for 1 hour, and I don't know. I might have a concert tonight.
I have rehearsal for a play, so we're both similar people.
Yeah, we are. Moving on, though. What play is this, by the way, though? What play are you doing?
Oh, it's just a short little play called Honeymoon in Haiti I'm doing here in Indianapolis. I'm just a side character who likes Nicolas Cage. That's all I'm doing. Mm. I say lines about Nicolas Cage, and that's all I do in the play.
Hey, it's a good way to kill time, man, and do something.
Yeah. I'm always trying to kill time, you know? I hate time so much.
Shinsuke Nakamura. So he comes out, him and Ruru come out, right? And they had a match. They had a match, which, you know, you had to know that Shinsuke would win. What I didn't like about this match, though, or what I didn't like about this segment, so AJ Styles gets introduced. And I expected him to go to the announce table and talk shit, you know? But instead he walks out and he sits out there by the ring. And he didn't talk shit. I wanted to hear him sell WrestleMania. But no, they didn't give us that. Then he takes his time getting ready at the end of the match when Ruru is all over Shinsuke or whatever. Ruru and his partner are over Shinsuke Nakamura. And so then he slowly takes off his jacket like he's going to go in to make the save. Shinsuke goes and gets him down and all that stuff. What were your thoughts on this segment, man? What did you get out of it?
Well, you know, the AJ Styles sitting ringside and him talking shit, I think they don't really know how to build the storyline. Because I think what happened is AJ Styles was like, here's the deal. Me and Shinsuke will have an amazing match at WrestleMania. And I've been doing great for your company. This is what I want to have happen. And the company agreed. But I think they don't know how to build that story because Shinsuke is – I love Shinsuke. I think he's amazing. And I think he's one of the most interesting wrestlers in there right now. But it's hard to write a storyline around him because his English isn't great. So it's hard to, like, get him to rally the crowd around him and stuff. I don't know why they haven't given Shinsuke a manager to handle this. It's the same thing with Cien Almas and NXT. Like, they gave him a manager. He became a completely different person. So I think I wish they would do that for Shinsuke.
I wish they would do that for Shinsuke. If you brought that up, who would you see doing that?
Yeah, just have him be this airhead rocker crazy person, and then this person like is trying to talk, and he just keeps like, yeah, like I just feel like there's a lot to do with what he's doing instead of just letting him take lead.
So a male or female manager?
I honestly, I would. And I get it because the Brock Lesnar stuff, but if Paul Heyman would just manage more than one person, I think that would be great. I don't see why Paul Heyman can't do that. Because I think Paul Heyman and this weird airhead rocker dude.
You know,
I thought that would be really good, but I don't know. Paul Heyman may be free after WrestleMania, so we'll see.
I believe he will be free after WrestleMania. But the thing that left me with this match, though, the thing that I got out of this match was I didn't like the part with Styles, you know, not selling the match. I thought he should have been at the announce table. He could have maybe approached it at the end. You know, of course, all that shit, water under the bridge now, it already happened. But the thing I didn't like, the thing that bothered me the most, though, or that bothers me, it still bothers me, is why in the hell is Rusev so low on the card right now? Dear God. What are your thoughts
on Rusev? Well, I woke up today, and my phone notified me. I don't know if you know this. My phone notified me that today is actually Rusev Day.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's Rusev Day today, and so I checked it. But I don't know. Rusev is – he's the number one seller in merch right now, I believe, with the Rusev Day stuff. Him and Aiden English are killing it. The crowd is way over on him. I think it's horrible to put him against Shinsuke because you want Shinsuke to be over against a guy who is already over. But they have nowhere to put him. I think they put him with the U.S. title match with Bobby Roode and Jinder Mahal because that's real boring right now. So you throw Rusev in that, make it a fatal four-way, and then have Rusev win the U.S. title because the crowd will go nuts at WrestleMania for it.
Man, I like that. I do like that. And Super Liger in the chat is saying that in a perfect world, Super Liger for Nakamura. He can talk. He knows AJ Styles. And he isn't a big guy.
Yeah.
So Nakamura would look bigger than him, you know, compared to him, obviously.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Christopher Daniels. Man, I've always liked that guy, man. He's a cool cat.
if he worked for the WWE, they call him Daniel Chris. That's fine.
We have so many freaking bookers. I'm telling you, man. Headlining booker Joe Bates. We have so many. They had today, and it's still going on right now. Anybody listening out there, you can go to Discuss, type in Bud's Backroom, and it'll take you there. But today they had a conversation about fantasy booking in there, and man, so many freaking people would make such great bookers, man.
Yeah.
Great bookers,
and
you know. So many
people
things.
With great ideas, man. What was your favorite one that you saw?
Man, let me scroll through it. Let's see here. Oh, man, it's kind of far below, but.
Scrolling.
I think I'm
going to
find it. Let's see. Rock against Nakamura, somebody's saying. Let's see. We had Ice talk about HBK versus AJ. What a match that would be.
Oh, that'd be great, man. I think that'd be both HBK and AJ Styles are the best at selling the other person, man. They make the other person look so good. It was just two people making the greatest look great, even greater. I don't know. I don't know the nomenclature of how to say great in there, but I think it made sense.
Another one, Dip 9 from the chat also said AJ Daniel Bryan. I'd love to see that match.
Yeah, I think that's what they're planning on next year. Cause I think I don't know. What do you think, Shinsuke or AJ is going to win at WrestleMania?
Man, well, it's funny that you bring that up. Because now there was a report today. Apparently, Triple H was interviewed talking about, you know, there's still a possibility that AJ apparently was injured. He's had some really nagging injuries. And they did a storyline injury last Friday, I believe it was. It took the internet by storm, man, over the weekend.
Where he was injured.
They took him out to the back and shit. And, you know. So it was revealed that they did that all, you know, to play the part of it, kayfabe, if you will. And, of course, you know, Triple H comes out talking about how, you know, you have to always plan, have to have a plan B, and just in case you have a plan C. And, you know, talking about AJ Styles and how replacing him would be difficult and whatnot. And, of course, Styles is saying, you know, if my leg got cut off, I'd find a way to make it to WrestleMania. So, you know, I think there's obviously there
I don't think there's any stopping AJ from wrestling.
I don't know, man. I think he win.
Yeah.
Against AJ Nakamura. And I think the Japanese girl will beat Charlotte Flair, and that'll kinda even out the the left rising sun or what you know, the feelings that they might have in Japan.
Asuka, I hope Asuka wins. She's amazing.
I think she will. Asuka, she is amazing.
Asuka is the first time a female wrestler has been in my top three current wrestlers. She is, I love when she's out there. I love watching her wrestle. I mean, it's just, like, you knew she'd win Royal Rumble, but I didn't care. I still wanted to see her win Royal Rumble. And that says something a lot about a wrestler. When you know they're going to win, and you still want to see that.
Man, we talked about this a little bit Monday night. Actually, not a little bit. We talked about it. And I want to, man, because it's been a while since we've had this conversation. About 4 years now. What are your thoughts, though, on the women?
Yeah, I mean, it's been completely different since we talked last time. It's really changed.
Absolutely.
I think women's wrestling was amazing when Sasha and Bayley came in. It really gave like a whole new feel to the show. Charlotte is probably one of the most athletic wrestlers I've seen, and what she can do, it's insane. I mean, she's so tall, and to be doing these moonsaults like it's nothing is ridiculous to me. There was a little bit of a while where they're doing a lot of the three-on-three tag team matches, which was kind of like what the problem was before, you know, they came in. But now with Asuka coming in and them actually having things for Alexa Bliss to do with Nia Jax and focusing more on the one-on-one matches, that's what I love about women's wrestling right now. It's good one-on-one matches, and it's not, hey, here's a match where everyone, all the women wrestlers are in one match together. I hated that. I like seeing actual storylines of the women's wrestling, which is what's happening right now, and it's great.
It is. It's happening, and it is great. And you know, does it fit in? It does. To me, it fits in, man. I really enjoy what they're doing with the women here lately, because the matches are just so freaking incredible from what they used to give us back in the Trish Stratus days. I mean, Trish Stratus was great for the time. You know, but put her in the ring against these girls now. Oh, my God, man.
Yeah. Here's a question. Would you be okay? And I think I would be okay with this. And I had to talk myself into it. Would you be okay if the closing match of WrestleMania is Asuka versus Charlotte?
I would be okay with it. I would not mind.
I think I would be,
bit.
Too. I think most of the WWE Universe would be behind that.
And you know, and I thought about that after we had that discussion Monday night on. By the way, which is a fantastic show, Monday Night Fallout. In case anybody hasn't heard it, you can go back and listen to it on demand right now on the World Generation Podcast Network because it's there. We had it Monday night, and we talked about that. And I thought about it a little bit after the fact that we talked about it, even. And I couldn't go back and talk about it because you know I had already thought about it.
There's a lot about it, sir.
Yeah. No, but listen, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, these women, man, they are doing phenomenal things right now. And I'm thinking, and this is what I was thinking about, what if next year at WrestleMania, they do what you said just now? They close out with the women. Instead of a men's ladder match for the, you know, for the Money in the Bank, which they're not having it at WrestleMania, obviously. I feel like they should. That is a great move for WrestleMania. And now they turned it into its own pay-per-view. But I would love to see at WrestleMania a women's. They do that in 1 year. You know, have two big events, close out with Charlotte. Oh, man, that would be killer, man. We have to take a break right now, though. And we will be right back after the
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast, Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday night will never be the same again.
Audience, man. They showed up late, man. They weren't even here to greet us, but we love them. We love them very, very much, and we appreciate
them. Thank you. I'll kiss the baby.
With me, I have headliner Joe Bates, comedian extraordinaire. He doesn't have an HBO special yet, but it's coming. I can freaking guarantee it. He's a funny guy, man. Check him out. Follow him on Instagram. I'm telling you, he's a funny guy. He's a funny guy.
I'm real
so
weird.
On. Are you? Tell us about it.
Yeah. I'm just a strange dude trying to make a name for myself. Anyways, what about wrestling?
What about wrestling? Yeah, before it gets uncomfortable. Before it gets a little comfortable. Let's make it uncomfortable. Get back to the women, man. Obviously, Asuka is going to. We're going to open up the. We're going to open it up now and talk a little bit about, you know, even Raw. Obviously, they're doing something with Asuka, or they're having the match with Asuka and Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a match? Or are they going to do that into like a fatal four-way? Or what are you seeing there?
Oh, I think that was Asuka's last appearance on Raw. I think they set it up for Nia Jax and Alexa to take it into WrestleMania now and build up that storyline. Maybe Nia Jax just destroy Mickie James and that Mickie James can't be at WrestleMania. But I think Asuka's going to be on SmackDown now with Charlotte. And that's it. I can't imagine they're going to add more people to these matches at all.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Moving on, I want to get back to Triple H and the storyline that he's got, or they have... Ronda Rousey,
yeah,
who was not on Raw this week, was there afterwards.
No. They had a video package. That was her being on Raw.
Yeah, and then apparently she came out afterwards and tossed somebody. You know, here they are, both McMahons, and I know McMahons are in WWE again. Or in WrestleMania, because we have Triple H and his wife, McMahon, up against Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey. And then on the other side, it's going to be Shane O'Mac. And it's looking like it's going to be Shane O'Mac and Daniel Bryan versus the two goons,
yeah.
And Kevin Owens. So here we have both... 40 again, and what are your thoughts on that? Are they taking up the star time, or your thoughts on that? Because I'll share mine as well.
I'll say this. I'm sick of Shane McMahon. I'm done with Shane McMahon. I think I was there at WrestleMania when he jumped off the Hell in the Cell. I thought that was great, and then I didn't need to see him anymore. And now, like, he's really kind of he's doing a lot of heel stuff, but he's over, and the crowd's cheering him on. And I'm like, this guy, he seems like he's a jerk. he's not very good on the mic. I don't find him very interesting. I'm just done with Shane McMahon. Stephanie, on the other hand, huge fan of Stephanie.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think Stephanie is gold. Shane O'Mac,
yeah,
he's definitely weak on the mic. He has to play to the crowd in a, you know, the way of a sycophant. where Stephanie just wraps him around her finger and makes him freaking hate her. And that's great.
Yeah, Stephanie's a fantastic guy. And I think depending on the night, I can get there as well. But I think Ronda needs to be at WrestleMania to help sell WrestleMania. I think Stephanie is the best person for her to go up against because it's the most interesting. You don't want to put Ronda Rousey up against Alexa or Asuka or Charlotte because she's going to be outclassed in actual wrestling. So Ronda's very new, so give her somebody that's going to make her look good, which Stephanie will do, you know. Stephanie will take a couple bumps and then they'll be done. I think Ronda has the potential to be all right in wrestling, but there's still, I don't know, we'll see. I'm a little bit nervous about it.
Yeah, and then I don't have a problem with being in it because the way I see it, you know, Vince McMahon took the best of the shit he did, you know, was great. And the way I see it, man, if he took those beatings, then by God, man, his freaking kids need to take those beatings too, man.
Not last year's WrestleMania. Yeah, was it two WrestleManias ago where Roman Reigns speared Stephanie McMahon and the crowd cheered? And I was like, I don't know if this is the right time for that.
I don't know, guys.
It's 2016. Let's not cheer in this. A guy hitting a woman here. Stephanie is, I think she, like we said, she gets the crowd over. Did you see what happened? So Ronda Rousey gave a Samoan drop to Stephanie, and then after she threw Triple H through a table. And then Tommy Dreamer tweeted at Ronda Rousey, explaining her how to actually do a Samoan drop, because the way she did it, she might break her arm. He was like, hey, I'm glad you're in the WWE, but you may want to talk to any of the Samoans, because you did that completely wrong.
Oh, man. I didn't catch that. That's funny as hell.
Yeah,
Tommy freaking Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer, man. Like, here's the deal. I don't know how everybody listening out there feels about Tommy Dreamer. I hate Tommy Dreamer. He was just a guy that was in ECW for a long time. But he's like one of the most bland people ever. They're like, well, you're our ECW guy. He's like, yeah, I am. And they're like, do you do anything else? I'm the ECW guy. Thanks, Tommy.
And his freaking costumes are terrible, man. You can see the kind of freaking legs each and every freaking time, man.
that's Tommy. But yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be Rock instead of Kurt Angle, but Rock's in one of those 50 movies he's in every year, so he can't do it.
So, yeah, I think that, like I said, the fans, you know, they have to take their beatings, man. You know, stepping in shame, beatings, man, because look, Vince took his share. And these guys, they have to take theirs, man. So if anybody has some thoughts on that, give us a call at 619-924-0815. And we're going to finish out now. We're going to finish out talking about – why don't we talk a little bit more about Raw and the storylines on Monday Night Raw going in to this year's WrestleMania. Now, I know, I don't want to throw you under the bus here, Joe. You know,
that's fair.
I didn't even prepare you.
Yeah, that's fine. I live under the bus.
The bus, under the bus. It's still snowing in your area, apparently.
Yeah, that's why I'm under the bus.
Man. It was freaking 90 degrees over here in Texas today.
Must be nice. Must be nice. Okay, so what are you throwing me under the bus about?
Yeah, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. What's going on? What am I getting thrown under the bus about?
Oh, yeah. About talking about Monday Night Raw. Because, you know, we didn't even think that we were going to talk about Monday Night Raw. Yet here we are talking about Monday Night Raw, so we're not prepared to talk about it. So we're going to freestyle over this.
Okay, sounds
good.
Right?
Let's do it. What about John Cena and The Undertaker, man? I have to talk to this. I have to talk about this. Because,
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on it? What I want to know. I want to know why they're doing this. I mean, bleed the freaking Undertaker of every last fucking drop of blood that he has. I mean, didn't he just have like freaking surgery, hip surgery or some shit like 6 or 7 months ago?
Every time of year when Undertaker goes to wrestle and they talk about this and he comes back WrestleMania, there's always like these articles that come out that's like, he's the healthiest he's ever been. He might even be the strongest he's ever been. I'm like, he's like over 50. He's literally going to die.
I haven't seen the videos, but I'm sure they're out there, though. They're probably out there.
Because
the videos are probably out there. But I've not seen them yet, but I just don't
understand. Well, he came out for Raw's 25th anniversary, and everyone's like, oh, he looks great. I was like, he just did a weird speech and then did his whole eyes in the back of the head, tongue out thing. That's all he did. I don't know whenever he gets this idea that he looks fit and he looks like he's healthy. But, if you get nothing for Cena, if there's nothing else for Cena and Undertaker. If Undertaker is going to wrestle, put him up against Cena, just have that match, and, you know, that's fine. There's no big, I just think Undertaker's, it's going to be a bad match.
Man, is it possible to say that Cena is going to carry Undertaker?
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah,
I mean, he is.
I would say Undertaker, the equivalent of his current time in wrestling is equivalent to Michael Jordan on the Washington Wizards. It's like, nobody wants to see this. Please just stop doing this.
So apparently, John Cena is, you know, I think they're setting it up, man. I really do. I don't know for sure for a fact that they are. But to me, it seems like they are setting this match up. And where exactly on the card do you put this match? Because it's not like, you know, I mean, Undertaker's been gone, man, for a long time already. You know, I mean, he comes and goes here and there and shit, you know. But, I mean, come on, man. You know, where do you put this match? Does he still have the value that he once had as the Undertaker?
I don't know. I mean, like, it's... You can't put it early because it's the Undertaker, obviously. I'd have to say you make it the second to last match, and the Roman Reigns Brock Lesnar is going to be the last match. That's what I think they're going to do. This will be the second to last match, and then afterwards Roman Reigns will come out and then beat Brock Lesnar, and then the crowd will boo the entire time.
And we still have like 3 weeks.
Where do you think they're gonna put, if Undertaker and Cena fight, where do you think they're gonna put it?
Man, well, there's the whole thing about, you know, the Undertaker. I mean, it doesn't have to be dark comes out. That's a dome anyway, so I guess they could put him on early. You know, I would put him on early, man, because like you said, it's gonna be a match. I think it's gonna be Cena, like, roll him up and take him out, like, if that.
Do you think this will be Undertaker's last match?
I hope so. I mean, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to him, but I mean, you know, come on.
Well, Undertaker, if you're listening, please call Booyaka Booyaka 619 other numbers.
Yeah, 619 Undertaker, goddammit. 619-924-0815. Do it, Undertaker. Do it. Or maybe we'll get Rey Mysterio up here and booyaka your ass.
Because if you don't call next week, I'm going to talk about how the worst thing you could have done was not say anything, Undertaker. You know what? Headliner Joe Bates, he's throwing his hat in the ring. I'm facing – it's a triple threat. Cena, Undertaker, Joe Bates. I'll take both of them on. I've got a real good 1-2 stomach punch. Then I'd be ready for it.
Wow. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Bates challenging The Undertaker. Headliner Joe Bates challenging The Undertaker right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio. And moving on, though, I want to touch on Daniel Bryan just a little bit more, because there was an article today that came out. I'm looking at it right now about how he's agreed. He had to agree to this before they released him. This is...
What did he have to agree to?
Protocols. They're going to give him concussion protocol exam after every single match or every single performance that he's in back there. Until, you know, they're confident that he's okay. You think that's going to get his nerves now? You think he's down for that?
I mean, I think he wants to do whatever he can to get back in a WWE ring. So he's going to agree to whatever they say.
At this time, man. At this time, he's been down so freaking long, man. It's like, yeah, man,
yeah.
I'll do it. Just give me back in.
You want my blood? I'll give you my blood. I'll give you half my blood. I don't care.
But he did go on to say that there's no reason why he can't return to doing what he loves, and that he might not be there full time, and that it may not be, you know. Never be this idea of him going to go in and be the guy who main events at every live event and everything.
Yeah.
You know, now he has a child. Now he's got a child, man. He's really grown up.
Yeah.
You know, now he's got a child and stuff. And I mean, you know, come on, man. It would really suck if he injured himself. So, Daniel Bryan, if you're listening to us, man, take it easy, goddammit. Take it freaking easy.
You got a kid.
Yeah, it's going to be okay, man. I think Brie can manage, you know, paying the bills and stuff, you know.
Well, yeah, they got that
Brie
total
can
fellowship.
Find a way.
They should have a match where it's Daniel Bryan and Undertaker, and it should be called "What About Your Kids?" match, and then Keith Slater can be the special guest referee.
Because
he's got kids.
He does. Is he still around? Is he still with WWE? I have not seen him since I've been watching him yet.
Yeah, he's still around. Him and Rhino are doing a thing, but they're very much like how Goldust and R-Truth were still a thing, but nobody really knew they existed. They're kind of like that. They're at that point.
That's another one I haven't seen is R-Truth. I haven't seen him in the last 3 weeks that I've been watching. Is he still around?
Yeah, I think he's not official, but sort of retired.
Not official.
Same with Mark Henry.
Because
Mark Henry and Big Show, they just kind of just stopped showing up. And I think Big Show is, like, retired as well right now.
Yeah, Mark Henry, man, going into the Hall of Fame. You know what? Let's wrap up with this. What are your thoughts on the Hall of Fame so far? WWE Hall of Fame 2000.
I think I'm okay with everything except maybe Kid Rock, but I know they got to put a celebrity in there, and they're probably running out of celebrities. If it was up to me, I wish they would just put Drew Carey in every year. But
Drew Carey.
I'm going to go off topic if that's okay. Did you see what happened with the Fabulous Moolah Battle Royale thing?
Man, I did.
That's so crazy
you
to
know.
Me. They named it at the Fabulous Moolah, and then everybody came out like, you know, she was like a pimp.
Like a day later, they did that too, like that same night.
Yeah, they're all
people
like, you know, she's
so
like
brutal,
the worst
man.
Person ever. And
you're
then WWE's like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
What a bad decision by WWE to be like, oh, this will be fine. Nobody will. Oh, everybody noticed.
You know, that begs the question, man. Did they think that they were going to pull the wool over everybody's eyes in this time with the Me Too movement, everything that's going on right now?
Everything.
Did they think that they were going to be able to do that and get away with it, or were they just not? Did they not know about it?
It's probably some intern just said "fabulous moolah" without knowing anything, and Vince, who doesn't care about anything, goes, "Yeah, put her on the thing. She's a giant woman, you know." It's like, okay. That's my Vince impression. If you guys want to hear more of it, please write to my write me a handwritten letter.
And by the way, we have some episodes coming up starting tomorrow. Some Joe Bates Rank You Very Much episodes here on the Both Generation Podcast Network starting tomorrow. I believe, I want to say it's at 4 o'clock, but I'm not sure. And tomorrow's episode is going to be talking about actually game shows. And I listened to that.
Best game show.
Game shows. So we'll see how that develops. So tune in tomorrow to check out Joe Bates right here on the World Generation Podcast Network tomorrow, and check out his show, Rank You Very Much. Also, Joe, what else do you have going on right now, man? What are the projects do you have going on?
Well, the Rank You Very Much is the big one right now. So if you guys want to, you can like it on Facebook, and you can subscribe on YouTube as well. And then you can be part of the show by letting us know what topics we should talk about. And you can follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22. And if you want to see my shows, you can go to the website JoeBatesComedy.com, JoeBatesComedy.com. And that's all my upcoming shows and everything on there. So would love it if you guys want to check that out. But that's, that's all I got going on in my life, I'm not a crazy person, I'll be in Houston soon, actually.
Yeah, I heard about that. When did you pick up a gig for that?
Yeah, I'm going to be headlining the Secret Group in Houston May 13th. I believe it's a Sunday, May 13th. I'll be headlining the Secret Group. I did it last year. It was real fun. Looking forward to doing it again this year.
Man, I missed it last year. I was out of town. I want to say for some, I don't remember for what, but I was out of town, and I was like, shit, man, it was this weekend. I thought it was going to be the following weekend, but this week I'm marking it down right now. What was that, April 13th?
May 13th.
See, that's how things get
in
fucked
May.
Up, man.
Yeah, that's
May
how
13th. By the way, is that a Friday?
That's how things get fucked up. I think it's a Sunday. It's a Sunday.
A Sunday. Sunday the 13th in May. Joe Bates headlining at the Secret Group. Nice.
Yeah, definitely check it out. Should be fun.
I will see you there. Joe Bates, everybody. Joe Bates, thank you for stopping by. Do you get some love from the crowd today, do you think? Do you think you earned it?
I always think I earned it.
Hey, but, before we break this up, though, for today, I wanted to ask you something, man, because I've always wanted to know. How do you deal with a fucking heckler?
Oh, I find the best method would be just bursting out in tears and asking for my mom. That's always worked every time.
Yeah.
It's just tears and crying and calling my mom from the stage for help.
Oh, man. But some of these people, man, are so freaking wicked. They drink kitty tears for fun. For amusement, they drink kitty tears. Can you imagine people being that fucked up about it that they drink kitty tears?
You know what? This WrestleMania, I challenge the under heckler. All right, I challenge the under heckler to a match, will main event, and I will the 1-2 stomach punch. That's my finisher. I do a 1-2 stomach punch. No one's ready for it. No one guards the stomach when Joe Bates wrestles.
Oh, man, I'm going to, knowing now that you're going to be here that weekend of the 13th, I might just call my buddy Tex Lone Star and see if I can hook up you and The Undertaker. He's got a ring going on,
yeah.
So maybe see if we can, call The Undertaker and get his freaking heckler ass over here so you can put
him
out.
Yeah, he's not ready, I'm telling you. He better work out a stomach. He better work out a stomach.
I'm not flirting with you!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Minister of Sinister, and I'd like to plug and promote something. The World Generation Radio or World Generation Podcast Network, and we're coming to you all around the world tonight. I believe it's Stitcher, iTunes, Discuss, Twitter. Big hello to Discuss out there, Bud's Back Room, all the people in there, Doubting Thomas, Yalissa, Super Liger, Maddie Roman & Co., and all of the others of Bud's Back Room. Thank you very much for joining us. I am Minister of Sinister. Until next time, keep it real, keep it heel, and more importantly, keep it sexy.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.